Right, having completed the halachas of Lulav, we are continuing now with Siman Tov Resh Mem Vav, which is the halachas of the Hadassim. Interestingly, it's all covered within the same title of Hilchas Lulav, because Lulav can also mean the entire, all the four meaning together, can also be called Lulav. Lulav is the all four together, also considered Lulav.
Is that why we say Al Mitzvah
Lulav? Absolutely, that's according to some way showing why we say Al Mitzvah Lulav, Al Netilas Lulav. Because Lulav can refer to all four together. That's absolutely correct.
Why does Lulav have to incorporate the others?
Because Lulav is that physically is the biggest. So therefore it includes all the rest of them. But that's something which is discussed in the Rishonim. Before we proceed with Siman Tov Resh Mem Vav, I want to just point something out before we go on to the other minim, the Hadassim, the Rovas, and the... I just want to point out something which is my personal feeling, and I just want to share that with you. When we do the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, is it four mitzvahs or is it one mitzvah? How many mitzvahs are we fulfilling? It's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah which contains four parts, but it undoubtedly is one mitzvah. So therefore, imagine somebody has got a very beautiful lulav, and say a very beautiful esek, but his Aravas, or say his Hadassim, are of very poor quality. What happens then?
The Lulav
what?
Will cover it.
Will cover the mitzvah and become an answer. So, I hear what you're saying, but I think it doesn't work that way. I think that you're spoiling. That if your level of Hadassim is a very poor level of Hadassim, it's just borderline kosher. You may have a very exclusive and very beautiful Eslik. And you may, in fact, have a very nice Lulav as well. But since it's one mitzvah, so therefore, if one of them is very poor, then you've reduced the entire fulfillment of the mitzvah of all four minim. It's basically, you go according to the lowest of all four. And if that's a very low level, then... That's right, it's one egged. When my egged all four... Yeah, that's right. That's right. Imagine if you've got a Sefer Torah, or mezuzah, or tefillin, which one part of it is written beautifully, and then you've got another part of that which is written just kosher, just about kosher. So would you say it's a beautiful Sefer Torah, or would you say it's just a borderline kosher Sefer Torah?
Yeah, but this is Gidul HaKalka. This year our votes were not that great.
Very good. I want to get to that. Thank you very much for raising it. We're going to get to that. And we'll hopefully cover some very important points tonight already, or certainly during this week. But you're quite right that it's a challenge. It's definitely a challenge. Hadassim Lulav is definitely a challenge. But before we proceed learning those halachas, I just want to point out that sometimes you have the feeling that people spend so much money and so much effort and so much time and so much energy having this beautiful esek and having this beautiful lulav. When it comes to the Hadassim Lulav, they are either tired already or impatient already or feel they've done their parts already. I don't know exactly what it is, but their motivation of getting very mordediger Hadassim Lulav are dropped significantly. And I just want to point out that, in my opinion, it's a very big shame. Because by doing so, you're reducing, I can't say wasted your beautiful esek and lulav. I can't say wasted, but you've definitely, it's no point. Yeah.
Is it the fact, I don't know where I haven't got to yet, but is it the fact that the lulav and the esrog got more halakhic problems than lulavus and hadassim?
Maybe. I think that's an interesting point.
It may
have to do with that. It may have to do with that. That there is less halachas with regards to hadassim and aravos than there is with that. That might be the explanation. It may be that people are just, maybe. Right. Okay.
Maybe it's because when you take the four together, you look for hodo, and hodo maybe goes after the rove. Most of it looks nice.
So, how do you define roiv?
Centimeters.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Esrog is very big. Lulav is bigger than
that. So they are bottle in a way.
Yes.
Right. We don't find such a svara in the post game, but I hear what you're saying. But it would be, Yeah. We do see Roiv, and we're going to actually come upon the various points of Roiv actually already tonight in Mitzvah Hashem, but we don't find that the other minima bottling Roiv, that we don't really find. But let's see what the Shulchan Aruch teaches over here with regards to the halachas of Adasim. Sif Aleph. So, Sim Tov Resh Mevov, Tine Hadas. Hadas Sheniktam Roishoy. If you've got an Hadas whose top is chopped off, kosher, it remains kosher. We're going to see soon exactly what that's referring to. In Mishneh Berurah, he says, in Nektam Rosh, Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkoten Aleph, Shenektam Rosh, Hainu Eitz. It's talking about the wooden part of the Hadas. If that is chopped off, it still remains kosher. Sifkoten Beis, Mishneh Berurah leads us to Sif Yud. There is a machloikis in Sif Yud about mamash this point. According to the Mishneh Berurah, it's mamash the same point in Sif Yud. And it says, over there it's a machloikis. Over here we're saying it's kosher. In Sif Yud we find that it's a machloikis. So he explains in a very interesting way. He says, Lefisha shnei seifim arishonim, those two seifim, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, over here, elu ein loshen Rambam. It's a quotation of the Rambam. Who means Seif Gimel ve'elach, and from Seif Gimel onwards, it's Loshna Tor. It's the quotation of the Tor. V'nimshach kanach ha-Loshna Rambam. Rav is quoting Loshna Rambam. Agav sharadinim, you got all the dinim. So it's a very interesting. So he said that the Mishneh Berurah actually admits that there's a bit of a contradiction over here. In Seif Aleph, he says, if the head, the top is chopped off, it's kosher. And later on in Seif Yud, we're going to see that it's not so kosher, that there's actually some paslet. So how can I be if I've got a contradiction between Seif Aleph and Seif Yud? Mishneh Berurah says, the answer is because over here we're quoting a Rambam, and over there we're quoting a Tor. Which is of course an interesting answer, because ultimately it's still a contradiction. But that's how the Mishneh Berurah learns. So in other words, that's not the end of the story over here, the fact that we're saying kosher. We need to get to Seif Yud to see that it's not, that actually it may not be kosher. Okay. Noshu Roiv Olof, if the majority of the leaves have fallen off, Im Nishtayru Shloisha Olin Bekein Echot Kosher. If you've got three leaves remaining by its cane, literally means a nest, and it means the level. I was thinking of the right way of translating it, because nest is a literal translation, but it's not exactly what we're talking about. Do you know what I mean? The place where, how should we, we'll need that word a lot. What would be a good way of explaining that place where the three leaves are coming out from? Buds. Pardon? Buds? Shoots. Yeah, okay, shoots. Yeah, buds, okay. So if you've got still, you had to, what the Mishneh Berurah explains to me, it's talking about the following. So you've got in Gimel. No shul roiv olav, hainu shoyo bekol kein vekein, hayoitzim menu shiva alen, v'no shul men ab. You had from every level, every bud, you had seven leaves coming. We've got three coming out. But if you've got an adas, that's got seven leaves coming out. Seven leaves coming out from every floor, if you want. Does that make sense? Every floor, seven coming out. And four of them came off. If you've got still three remaining, it's kosher. That's what we're talking about. Kimon shenishtayu shloisha olin. Since you've got still three leaves remaining from that very level, from that point, adai nikra its avos, it's still considered an eight avos, v'kosher, and it's kosher. Okay, safe base. Hayu anovov merubois me'olov. Okay, now we're going into the conversation, into the discussion, with regards to anovov, which literally means grapes. Basically, I've got some fruit growing out from the hadasim. Have you ever seen such a thing? Because the poskim and the gemara describes at length these cases. I don't think it's that common nowadays. Some the berries.
Coming on.
Pardon?
The flowers coming
out. Which flowers are you referring to? There are flowers coming out from the...
Yeah.
On top?
Yeah.
Okay, so he says the following. Are you anovov meruba is me'olov? If you have more anovov coming out, does somebody have the green booklet? Yeah, let's see. How does he have a picture of that? Then. Oh, here you can see. Yeah, that's an interesting picture over here. Yeah, look at picture number 5. That's the way he describes it. Picture number 5, which is Tzir 5, in the middle of the... If you've got loads of those anovov, these grapes, these berries, basically, coming out. So now he makes a distinction, and he makes the following. Im yerukois kosher. If those are green, then it's kosher. Vimadumois ushchoyrois possible. If those berries, those grapes coming out, are black or they are red, then it's going to be possible. So depends what color they are. Are they green? Then it's fine. Don't worry about them if they are green. If they are black or red, then it's a problem. So Mishnah Berurah explains why is green fine? If cotton vav, the gamma das yoroku, because the das itself is green. The ancient marimach masanovin, and because of those berries, because of those grapes, it's the same color. If they are greens, then it's fine, and therefore it's kosher. Mashenke mishchoyrois. But if they are black or red, that's a problem. It's not the color of the adasim. We'll get to that. We'll mamash get. That's going to be an important topic when we come to Hilchos Esrog. We'll get to that, Mr. Shem. So we're learning now that even there's a concept of shinui mara also when it comes to the das. If there's some fruit growing out of it which is not green, it's a problem. You can take them off. You can pick them off. That's fine. Before Yom Tov, if you pick those anovim, it's kosher. You may not do that on Yom Tov. You may not, if you suddenly realize, you take it out of the bag and you say, oh no, look, there's those anovim coming out and these berries coming out and they're red or they're red or they're black. You're not allowed to do so on Yom Tov. Because you're mesaken these adasim. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, Ova velikton, if you were over and you picked them on Yom Tov, Oy shelikton echod la'achila, or if you took them one after the other, we're going to see some of the Mishneh Berurah's way of explaining this, how is it kosher, then it's kosher. Yom Rishon ve'elech, after the first day, kosher b'cholin, it's anyway okay. The Mishneh Berurah explains this over in Sifkot and Ches in an interesting way. He has a different nusach, and he says, the fish shelikton echod la'achila, what he's talking about is the following. I'm betas. Look the way the Taz and the Gon explains it. She's that the right way of reading this Shulchan Aruch is not echod echod the way we've got it printed in our editions, but acher la'achile. Somebody else picked them. What does that mean? He explains the following: when is it okay to pick? Ideally, shouldn't pick them on Yom Tov, but over velikton, if somebody picked them. If somebody else picked them, then it's okay. What does that mean if somebody else picked? Who cares who picked it? Who cares who took those off? Who cares? The Mishneh Berurah explains. It's only if somebody else picked them for eating. He wants to eat those grapes. He wants to eat those berries. And his intention is not to make this hadas into a kosher hadas. Why is he picking them? Because he wants to? He wants to eat them. So if he's picking them for the sake of if he's picking it because he wants to eat it, his intention was not to be fixing the adas. That's right. And therefore, it's as the Mishneh Berurah explains, muta, afgav the psikeshu, it's not mischaven, his intention is not to fix the adas, his intention is just to get something to eat. So although it's a psikesha, it's inevitable that he's going to make the adas kosher. That's not an intention. It's a psik reisha we call in the poskim, psik reisha d'loy nichalei. The kinder asof ye to'eles bazeh, la'odam acher, since the ultimate to'eles, the outcome from this is for somebody else, she'yocho lotzit b'edin mitzah, lo'mach merinon bazeh, since somebody else is the one who's getting benefit out of that, it's okay. Masha'en ken oysa ishkufa, but if it's the person himself, af imu v'chave la'achile, even if he's eating it, loy v'loy la'achshir, he's not doing it for the intention of making this hadas kosher mikol makom, also it's also the psikei shehu. Right, so what the Mishneh Berurah says is the following, just to recap what it says over here. We've got an hadas that has over here grapes growing out from there. If they are green, it's fine. If they are red or black, it's a problem. The question is, what happens if somebody, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to pick them? On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to pick it because you are masakan, the adas, you're making the adas into kosher adas. The question is, what happens if somebody did it? Somebody picked it, are you now allowed to use this adas or not? So the Mishneh Berurah explains, according to the Taz, what we're talking about is, if somebody else, im likten acher, if somebody else picked it, then it's fine. If you did it yourself, it's no good. But if somebody else picks it, it's okay. What's the difference between you and somebody else? The Mishneh Berurah explains, if it's for somebody else, and if somebody else did it, if you're doing it on my hadas, so why are you doing it? You're only picking it because you want to eat those? You want to eat them, yeah. So therefore, your intention was not to fix my hadas. You may like me, you may or may not, but that's what definitely, certainly wasn't your intention. Your intention was to get some food out of it. So therefore, now the fact that the hadas became kosher, that's my benefit, but that wasn't his intention. Therefore, it's fine. However, if I'm picking it myself, even if I'm going to eat those, ultimately, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I'm trying to fix the hadas. Therefore, it's a problem. Therefore, it's a psikesh, and it's going to be also. Does that make sense? Yeah. Not really. Not really. It's just that it's not really mitzvah aveir. It's just that you're mesaken and without a heter. You're not allowed to use it. You won't be allowed to use it. It goes into another discussion of dichui as well. But the concept is just simply because you picked it without rishos, and therefore it was an mischam. It was a psikeshem. Okay. Right. Now, Seif Gimel. Seif Gimel is really the crucial Seif in this with regards to Adasim. What's the main criteria for an Adas to be kosher? What are we looking for when we're looking for Adas? Mishulish? That's right. What are you referring to Mishulish? Because it could be a few things. What are you referring to? Three leaves coming out from the same level. Is that the main criteria? What are you looking for Adasim? Is that the main criteria? Yeah? You agreeing? The tefach, the okay, we'll get to that as well. They need to be close together. Okay, so let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says over here, because that's really the crucial seif when it comes to Ilchas Hadasim. Aleph, Aleph, yeah, that's right. Aleph, 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 yes. Every year they add another Aleph. Okay, Anaf Eitz Ovos, Ha'omu Batoyre. What is an Anaf? The Pasuk describes it Anaf Eitz Ovos. That's the wording of the Pasuk. Ha'omu Batoyre, that the Anaf Eitz Ovos, which the Torah is talking about, Hu Ha'adas, this is an Adas branch, She'olav, that its leaves, Choyfin, cover as Eitzoi, its branch. So you need that it covers its, the branch, Kegoin, and how does that happen? How is it completely covered? Such as, Shloisha Olin, three leaves, or Yoiseh, or more than that, Begivoil Echot, from one Givoil, which over here maybe we're going to translate again, a Givoil means from the same, the same level, from the same, you need to have three from the on the same level, on the same height. Avol, continues the Shulchan Aruch, however, Imo Yushneho Alin, Beshove, if you had two which are on equal height, Zeh Keneged Zeh, one against the other, opposite one another, the same height. The Ale Ashlishi and the third leaf, Lemalamem, is higher than them. Ein ze ovois. It's not considered an ovois. Avol Nikro, but it is called Hadas Shoite, a Hadas Shoite. Now, Shoite, of course, literally means a fool. It's a foolish Hadas, because he's not on the same level. Now, before we go into the exact details of the halacha, why is this considered a dashoite if it's not the same level? Let's just see Mishneh Berurah, if got new base before anything else. Nikra dashoite, Mishneh Berurah says mipnei she'ein olav holchin kaseida, since it's not going yakish in the right order, elam shabashim kashoite, but it's all not consistent. That's why it's considered a shoite. Absolutely. This is actually a quotation from Mishnah. So you see from here that somebody who's not a yeke is a... So if it's not exactly consistently on the same level, it becomes a hadas shoite. It has to be exactly on the same level. Same level. If you've got two... Pardon? That's right. That's right. It's not kosher. A hadas shoite is not kosher. It's not kosher. We're going to see some drama. But what does Shulchan Aruch holds? So if you've got two on one level and one higher up, then it's not kosher. Now we need to define that. We need to define that exactly. When is something considered a hadas shoyte? Mishneh Berurah helps us out a little bit, and he says the following: the bottom line in Seif Katan Yud. Begivoyel echod roitzelemo bekol kain vekain. We said buds. It needs to be on the same, all the buds need to have more or less the same height. V'yu smuchim, zeh lezeh, they need to be close, big or lech, on the same circle. She'ein echot nomich mechaveir, one is not lower than the other. Afol pi shekol echot be'uktzoi. So what it's basically referring to, if you don't mind looking at the pictures over here, Look at the pictures next to number 13. Picture number 13. Can you see the hadas? This is a very nice hadas. You see over here that all the three leaves are basically on the same height. This is an ideal mehudah digger hadas. This is the way it should be. And this is what nowadays would be sold for a mehudah aleph, undoubtedly. This is the ideal hadasim. This is the perfect one. Now, if you look on the picture underneath, that's already a lot more common. And that's going to be the question. If you look at the picture over here underneath that, it's probably, I don't know what number it is, but you know the middle picture over there, you see that there's a hadas and then a circle. And the next to it, they put they magnify, as it were, this hadasim next to it. Now, you see over here, they're making three hadasim, a beautiful picture. I think it's very clear. They're three slightly different heights. There is the, you'll have to help me out how to describe this. You have got over here the actual leaves, and then is a stem going into a, how would you call that? Is that, the stem goes from a, it's growing from a? No, but that's that thing, there's something between the stem and the leaves. What's that called? Can you see that round thing over there? Substem? Should we call it a substem? Substem? Okay. If that word is not in the dictionary, then it should be from now onwards.
An outgrowth.
Outgrowth, substem, attachment. What beautiful words you've got. Okay, so that over here, this substem, outgrowth. Okay, good. So this substem, attachment, or subgrowth. We had quite good names over here. So all those, you know what I'm talking about? This roundish, it's not roundish, this... That's right. So now, you see over here, they are all, if you're looking at the actual stems of the leaves, they are not the same height. In fact, even the three leaves are not on the same height. But the point I'm making now, that's really the crucial point. And if we all understand that, then we're a lot further than a lot of people who are buying hadasim. The halacha is, according to the majority of the poskim, the consensus, in fact, of the poskim is that those three substems, outgrowth, attachments, those have to be within, these have to be within the same height. They have to have one common area. Look at that over here. Can you see that the line over here? I feel it's very helpful. This line over here, this line over here is... Yeah, the dotted line is showing us that they all have an area in which they are, as it were, on the same height. That makes it into hadas mesholesh, anaf eitz ovos, and it's not considered hadas shoyte, and it's mehuda, and it's kosher, and it's a very nice hadas.
Is there a hadas shoyte?
We're going to see the Ramah. La'alocha, we will see the Ramah. La'alocha, we don't. Okay. right, okay, I think this is really important because you're not going to find the hadas. It's very rare. It's extremely rare to find the hadas that they come exactly from the same height. It's very, very hard to find. It's harder to find a hadas like that than to find a 100% esek and 100% lulav. It's extremely hard. There's one in literally hundreds and hundreds, which is exactly... So what you're looking out for is for hadas, which looks exactly like picture number two. That's what you're looking out for.
Picture number two had the problem with the
left-hand
one is
too low. No, can you see there is... maybe you're looking. See,
I said,
so,
part of that bar,
yeah, that's the point. Yeah, exactly. One part of it needs to be on the same height. I don't know if I'm expressing myself clearly. Does it make sense what I'm saying? If one is slightly, if they have, you've got one like this and one like that, and the middle one is in between. So, if they. No, it's not going to be all the way. Symmetrical, I would mean like this. It doesn't have to be symmetrical. You're not going to get symmetrical. It's very rare to find symmetrical ones. If there's one area, as it were, that they are on the same height, this is slightly higher, this is slightly lower, but there's one area which are on the same height, it's going to be kosher, yeah. Now, if you look as opposed to picture in the bottom picture, I think what they are trying to make by this bottom picture, tell me if I'm right or not, I think what they're trying to point out over here, can you see these two dotted lines? What it is trying to teach us, I believe, is that the top one on the right-hand side and the bottom one on the left hand side, I think there's an area over there that they are that's the word I was looking for. Overlapping. There's an area they're not overlapping. The top one and the bottom one, they're not overlapping. This is already much more of a shaila. And here you're gonna have poiskim who are machmir. Although there is plenty of poiskim on mekel, but here you have poiskim machmir. They say that's already pushing it. That's already a bit of a dasheite. Because there's an area over there which are not overlapping. So basically, just to sum it up, you're looking for an hadas, which is a good hadas. You're going to be looking for hadas, which is like the middle picture over here, which is common. And that's normally when you have the boxed hadasim, which are sold with more the aleph stamps, etc. You're normally going to find the hadasim which are within that. And then you're going to have people who come and say, hey, this is not dashoit, it's a dashoit because on the different levels. You're telling them, no, you look at the stem, look at the stem, and that's what you're talking about. That's what makes, what's the crucial point, that's what counts. The sub stem, thank you. As opposed to the leaf stems. This is what we're talking about over here, and that's a good hadas. This is a good hadas. It's very rare to find. It's very rare. In Brisk, there is people on Machmir who are makpi to find hadasim, which are literally on the same height, and they go through literally hundreds and hundreds of hadasim to find. It's really, really hard to find them. I'm not saying they don't exist, but it's really hard. They've literally spent hours and hours and hours out of boxes and boxes and boxes, like buckets full of hadasim, until they find one, and then you need to find another two, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then by the time they're looking for the lulavim and the soigim, they're running out of time already. So just to this is over the halacha, and that's how we pass, and this is perfectly okay. Yeah.
If you got a seven step hadas, and three of them are overlapping, but really all seven are not so close together, are we makpid because there are leaves which are, and you've got a minimum of three which are, or do we say that it's?
Now, I must say, this is a very interesting question, and I never thought of it, because I've never actually come across a seven-leaved hadas, but it's a really interesting question. It's a very interesting question. I haven't got an answer for you. I imagine, since the halacha is that noshu, if they come off, it's still kosher as long as three are on the So I imagine, but it's something which I would have to look into. I imagine that it doesn't really matter, but I can't answer. I have to think about it. It's a really interesting question. It's a very interesting question.
So do you get? I mean, I said the ones we get are three, aren't
they? Yeah.
So generally, do you get others that are four, five?
I have never come across any hadasim which are genuinely coming like more than three from one level. You're gonna have what there is. There is two and twos. That there is. So it's like two and then two and two and two and two. But that's definitely a das shoyte. It's not kosher. But you're gonna have two and then higher up another two, another two, another two, another two. And that's not kosher. That's a das shoyte. But really, you could say that since there are, it goes like this: two and two, and then a bit higher up, two and two, and then two. So it's basically in a way it's four growing out on the same. But it's not kosher. It's not kosher because it's a bit higher up. So it's not kosher. It's like that they do exist. Those you come across them sometimes. You know what? The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph said that Nikdam Rosh is kosher, but in Sif Yud we find that it's not. Nowadays what we're going to get most hadassim that we're going to get, there is what's called a tziftzifah. There is a little not tziftzifah. There is a little green. I don't think sprout is the right word. Yes, basically a leaf. A tiny little leaf coming out from the top. This is evidence. This is evidence that it's not cut and it's not broken off. And people are going to look for, you're going to look out for that. You're going to make sure that if you looked at Das, Talmud Chochem, somebody who's learned Dirshu, he's going to look at that Das before he looks at anything else, just to look at the top and quickly see if that it's got that little green leaf sticking out. And then he knows that's evidence that it's not cut off and not broken off and not chopped off. That's the first thing he's going to look out for. Yeah. Okay. We'll carry on with Ramon and the additional halachas tomorrow in Yetzer Hashem.